Quickly to Wall. Wall measures. Beal gets open for three. Dagger!
Here comes Pierce with 5 seconds left. Pierce with three. Pierce with two. Pierce fall away at the horn. It's
gone! Morris, Wall, Beal, and Gortat. Porter can't find anybody. Gives it to Wall. Porter gets Bradley for three. John Wall! Oh, what a shot!
Hi, everybody. Thank you for listening to Locked On Wizards, part of the Locked On Network, your daily news from local experts. I'm currently at Capital One after a redeeming win, since they lost last night. 135-128, the Wizards beat the Grizzlies. And it was a pretty stressful game to watch, but the Wizards were able to get the win. Today, for my podcast, I have three women with me who are kind enough to stay after the game to do the podcast, and I'm just gonna kind of go in a circle and have them introduce themselves and kind of talk about what they do and opening remarks kind of thing. Who wants to go first?
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
Hey there, everyone listening. My name is Candy Waller, also known as C-Wall, CEO and founder of C-Wall Sports and Entertainment, and also host of Coaching from the Couch, DC Sports Talk show that is featured on WBGR Sports Network.
Very nice. Very nice.
I'm Karita Parks. I'm an NBA reporter for Sports Journey. I also cover the NFL as well. And I'm the owner and founder of Parks PR by Day.
Hi, everyone. My name is Brianna. I work with WKYS 93.9 with Angie Ange in the morning. And I am the reporter that reports on the Wizards, Go-Go. You know, I don't want to call myself a sports reporter yet. It's my rookie year, so, you know.
I'm
still getting in the game.
She is a sports reporter.
Yes, sports reporter.
I have three sports reporters with me. I guess, you know what? I'm a sports reporter, too. Yes. I'm here. I was about to say, hi, everybody. I'm Becca, and I'm on Twitter. And that's my claim to fame. But, yeah, so this is my first all-women podcast. So I'm super happy, super excited. I think there are a lot of great women that come in and out of this media room this year, this season. Well, this is my rookie season, so this is what I've seen. There's so many women, and it's just amazing to see like the talent, and they're growing and they're here. So I thought that why not have an all girls podcast? And it's a win, so why not? If it was a loss, I don't know. Last game, we were here last night, and it was very stressful to witness because afterwards the players were gone.
Not there.
They were not happy. Jeff Green and Thomas Bryant stuck around, and they were not very happy to talk to us. It was very brief, and we all were kind of depressed, so we kind of said, you know what, let's go to the after concert and kind of like, you know, listen to some music, dance
fun.
It off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Boost it, our spirits a little bit.
Yes. Yeah, because that was too much. But tonight they did pretty well. There's a lot of things that stood out to me that were kind of negative, but Bradley Beal had two games back-to-back, 40 points.
40 points.
And he played over 40 minutes, too. He's like basically playing the entire game.
Yeah. Like, he had to step up in a big way. I think, you know, with all the trades, they tried to give him a supporting cast, but it's not necessarily panning out.
It's
the
not
way
always
I think
a
they
perfect
wanted
fit.
To.
They've been struggling, especially they've had this issue too with Wall, trying to find a backup for him. Mm-hmm. I mean, unfortunately, now that he's not playing, Satoransky has kind of developed into
guy.
That role,
yeah.
But now he's not a backup. He's the guy.
Right.
Yeah. So hopefully we don't have to get Beal injured to find a backup for him.
No.
But Candy, do you want to tell them about how you noticed something at the end of the game after Beal played all those minutes?
After all of those minutes, we were sitting there watching it, and I was like, oh my goodness, is he taking a break? He was kind of bent over, and he was just dribbling the ball. He had his left hand, he had his hands on his knees. He was just like...
Hold on, dribbling,
like, just give me a minute. Just give me 1 minute, please.
Just, I'll take 20 seconds to just...
I'll just take 20 seconds to just collect my thoughts.
Catch my breath.
I wanted to ask him that tonight. Like, in those few minutes, seconds that you do get to sit on the bench, like, what is going through your mind?
Yeah, like,
because
probably relief.
Like, it takes at least a minute to catch a breath. Like, you gotta, and then it's like, by that time, Scott Brooks is like, all right, back out there.
Like, what if he needs to use the bathroom? Like, he just can't. Like,
you know, but think about how good of shape he must be in.
Oh, he looks incredible. He looks lean and muscular. Like, this is the best shape I've ever seen him.
Yeah.
So,
you gotta be to play all those minutes, like, every night at this point.
And he doesn't look always that tired at the end of these games, despite that one that we witnessed. I mean, he looks good, and he looks like he can play those minutes. Mm-hmm. So it's just incredible.
And he shared with us tonight that he wakes up at, like, 6 a.m.
with his son.
And he'll, like, watch and catch up. But, like, this morning he was angry because of last night.
So he slept in for a little bit. Probably needed the sleep, so.
Right, kind of. The sun wasn't up, so it was probably a good time to catch up on sleep.
Exactly.
And you all are right. Like, in the locker room, he didn't look tired at all.
No, he didn't.
Like,
he looked
right. He could have played another quarter of basketball and been okay.
Right.
So he's conditioned to play all those minutes.
For
I know a lot of people feel like he shouldn't be playing all those minutes, but he obviously can handle it, and he looks more energized after the game than he did before the game. I'm just so stunned that he's able to play this sort of level. And someone in the locker room afterwards, a media member, asked him something about an all-NBA question. I can't even remember what it was exactly, but it was something along the lines of something about voting, or I'm not even sure, but he was like, well, you're media, you can vote, can't you? And who would you say yes to me if I was all NBA? And everyone in the locker room was like, obviously.
Asked us all, right?
Yeah, we were all like, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's what he said. Everybody who thinks I should be all NBA,
say I.
All said I. And he's like, okay, thanks. Gotta go now. Bye, guys.
That's the way you end a press
conference. Right. He walked out.
So besides Beal, I mean, a lot of players were in double digits for their points. We had Jeff Green, Thomas Satoransky, Bobby Portis, Jabari Parker. On paper, looks like he had a great game. I know Candy has a lot of opinions on that, as did I, because we kind of laughed at his dunk at the end of the game. He was not successful with that.
He's a little inconsistent. Like you said, on paper, he gets the points.
It looks good.
But he also has an issue with the turnovers.
Yes.
And that's been plaguing him the past couple of games.
It's like, you know, those five turnovers, they make a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, their problem was turnovers. Jabari, obviously, he has no problem getting those points, but he also misses a lot of shots and opportunities. He kind of reminds me of, like, Kelly Oubre, in a sense that, like, Kelly sometimes can get over-energized, and then he just, like, misses it completely.
Yeah.
And we've seen that with his dunk tonight, and it was pretty sad to watch that.
Yeah, I felt like every time I was like, well, we kept checking the box scores, right?
Right.
I was like, Jabari's got to be, like, having an awful game, because I feel like every time I look up, he's doing something.
It's the quietest 20 points I've ever seen.
Definitely. But he did it. Thank
you. Well, you know, in the first half, I feel like I think he ended the first half with 11 points. So he came out fast, but then I think in the second half, it's like incremental scoring. So then you kind of forget about what he did in the first half.
Exactly.
Plus, with the missed dunk, kind of overshadows it.
They get excited sometimes, and it's like...
Yeah, they do get very excited, and some just like Beal. last night with the fancy dribbles.
Yeah, it was like kind
of
like,
because he knew he was balling and he knew it. Yeah. So he was like, just get out of my way. I'm going to do some fancy moves. And he slips like he does most of the time.
But at least towards the end of this home stance that we have right now, they are on a higher momentum.
Right.
So we'll just see.
And that's,
you know,
the important part.
Yeah, they have a day to rest. So hopefully they can just keep it going, because they need to. Because tonight, Beal said they're still trying to chase the playoffs. You know, a lot of other people outside may not believe that it's happening, but that's what they believe, is that they're going to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So they got to keep this energy up.
Especially at home. I mean, 3 out of 5 isn't bad. So like you said, hopefully they can come back on Monday and get a fourth.
Yeah.
And then they go on the road.
Yeah.
I want them to still make the playoffs. You know, some I don't know, a lot of folks talk about tanking.
I know.
They need to tank. Right. They need to tank. They need to tank.
It's like,
nobody who is a wants to compete and has a passion for the game wants to deliberately tank.
Yeah. Who would do that? You have to play for some pride, play for
like play for your dignity, you know? Yes. Like Ted Leonsis has said they'll never tank, and obviously, you know, Bradley Beal is playing all those minutes. There's no way that they're trying to tank.
Right.
They would have sat him down and been like, you can rest, enjoy your, you know, off season. We're trying to get Zion, you know, but that's just not, that's not in the card for this team. And although a lot of fans think that the Wizards should tank, you know, we really got to give them credit for trying, because last night they were down by a lot, 20-something points.
Yes, early.
But like at the beginning of the game, they were inching their way back, and they really gave it their best. Mm-hmm. And you can't be mad at them for that.
Yeah. I mean, and they've done that a couple of times this season, been able to close in on big leads. They just need a little bit more time.
Right, a little bit. Right, if we had an extra 2 minutes in that fourth quarter, maybe we could have been all right. But
I like that they're fighting, even though a lot of people are counting them out, and they still have that heart. They've been through a lot. Me and Candy were talking about earlier.
So much.
Like, this is a completely different team from day one.
Yeah.
If you looked at the roster at the beginning, would you have guessed that we'd be relying on Jabari Parker, the likes of Bobby Portis, and I mean, whoever else is on our team? I don't even have the roster memorized at this point.
I still can't believe Trevor.
Yeah, Trevor's back.
Trevor Ariza's here, and that's just crazy.
Remember in the game, then I came back and I sat and I was sitting there for a minute, and I looked at you guys and was like, I don't know who's here.
You're like,
I
don't know. You're like, who's here today? I mean, are they the same team from yesterday? We're not sure.
Right.
Yeah, it's despite all the ups and downs and all the roster changes, like they've done a good job of trying to compete, you know. And
you've got to give them credit for that.
Yeah, yeah. And like Thomas Bryant is a big component of that, because we see him out there when he's, when he makes a dunk, when he makes
that, is just the
like,
energy of the team.
You can feel it. It's like runs
when
through
he's
veins
mad, we
he's
all
like,
feel right. it running through our veins. He's like, what's that guy's name? D'Angelo Russell, where he's like, ice in my veins. I'm like Thomas Bryant in my veins. If Thomas Bryant, whatever Thomas Bryant feels, I feel. Because his tension, his energy is just like spread throughout the vault. And it's just crazy to be in the arena when he's mad, when he's fired up. It's just, it's crazy.
When he almost punched that ref, that game.
Right. And he didn't even realize he
no,
did it.
He wasn't. He was just fired up. So and he literally 1 inch, maybe half an inch away from knocking a ref out cold. So that was incredible. Shout out to Thomas Bryant.
They said they feed off his energy too, because
he
brings energy to the entire team, which some nights they need.
They desperately need, especially when they're unmotivated and they feel like they can't get those wins or those buckets or anything. He's there. Somebody who's been there more recently is Troy Brown Jr.
Yeah, for sure.
The box score to me, like, it doesn't reflect how well he plays, because his facilitation when it comes to ball movement and all that stuff, that's really what we need him for. And he's been incredible. The points, you know, it's whatever, but it the box score does not reflect Thomas Bryant. I'm getting the Troy. Who am I talking about today? Troy Brown Jr. I don't think that the box score reflects him.
He's a good rebounder, too.
He is.
And
they
need that.
He's practiced. Yeah. Scott Brooks said pregame that Troy Brown Jr. has earned his minutes because of the way he's been working on his rebounding and his mm-hmm. ball movement and things like that. I don't know. I wanted to stand up in the press conference and kind of interrupt him and say, he's been doing that. Like, you just, like, don't let him play because you're mean, but whatever. But, of course, you can't do that. You kind of have to sit there and be like, okay, right, okay, coach, cool, bye.
But Troy is also, he's been proving himself, like, not only within the Wizards, but, like,
but the Go-Go.
Go-Go, too. Yeah. He's, you know, yeah. he's been going up and down and working really hard, and he's a big, reliable, he's a reliable player for the Go-Go, definitely. And I was listening to Chris Miller. He had an interview with him earlier today, and he was saying how 2 years ago, Troy Brown at this time was getting ready for his prom.
And that is so wild.
In the NBA.
And now he's out here, like, yeah. making a difference on a NBA team, which is just, like, crazy.
It is. Coach Brooks made a point about the Go-Go mm-hmm. and Troy Brown in, I think it might have been two press conferences ago, but basically crediting his ability to play with them,
right.
helping his development as a
exactly.
player.
Exactly, giving him confidence, yeah. reassuring him that he's needed, because mm-hmm. I think he was a starter in college. He came here, and he's sitting on the bench the whole time, and it's just
right.
like, well, don't you know what
he's
I can
like,
do?
He's like, let me
you
play. Know, yeah. All his subtweets on Twitter, he's like, oh, I just got to have patience. It'll be okay. And I'm like, oh, my God, Troy, like, get him on the court.
He wants to make a difference.
He does.
And when he's out there, he does.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why him and Thomas Bryant make such an impact, sure. because they understand the situation that the Wizards are in, but it's mm-hmm. almost they don't care. They just want to go out on the court and just mm-hmm. give it everything mm-hmm. they've got, just like Beal. So they've been incredible, and I'm just glad that Troy Brown is finally getting his minutes.
Yeah, and you can see when he comes in the game that he does make a difference.
He does.
Yeah, especially I think it was against the Hornets when they were making that comeback.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a big part of that.
Yes.
He was. And his passing, like with Jabari Parker, is like incredible because he knows where Jabari is going to be, and he always throws it in the right place so Jabari can get an easy bucket. That's what I've noticed.
That's that chemistry.
That chemistry. That
yeah.
Jabari and Troy Brown have that Bradley Beal and Thomas Bryant chemistry going
right.
on.
Yeah.
So we'll take it. But as far as the playoffs, it's crazy for a lot of fans because they don't understand why they're trying, but they've got a chance. It's not a high chance right now. I think it's somewhere around like 5% chance of making the playoffs, but they are not going to give up, and I mm-hmm. think that's really admirable that they're not going to just blow off the season.
And you never know. You can't, because you never know what
you
could happen
don't
at
know.
Any point in the season.
Like last night, you know, the Heat were up by 20-something points with the Bucks, and the Bucks came back and yeah. beat them by like 9-10 points or something like that. Yeah. So anything can happen in this league.
Yes,
when I mean anything, I don't mean the Wizards are going to go and beat the Warriors in the finals, but playoff season comes, like the seeding, it changes a lot towards the bottom seeds. So
yeah. literally right now Miami is in eighth. They're 32-36. Orlando is 32-38. Charlotte is 31-37, and we're 30-40.
So I mean, Orlando's slowing down.
Right.
You know, anything can happen with them too, but they're not playing at as high a level as they were in the beginning of the season.
I think one of the things that we talk about, they just have to be consistent. Consistency has been a consistent problem.
A consistent problem.
Throughout the season, because when they have at least, let's say, well, that's what teams mostly do, right? When there's like 5 or 6 players in double digits.
Yes. Right.
Great things can happen.
Yeah.
And when that chemistry means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And scoring, of course, means a lot. They have to get better playing defense, though, because we saw the Grizzlies making some easy
second chance
tonight.
Oh my goodness.
In the paint.
That
I was like,
infuriates
come on.
Me. I was losing it. Of course,
yes.
I was losing it. Yeah. You guys had to sit next to me yesterday, so you know, you already know how I was feeling.
Rebecca, you and I were sitting next to each other today. And so I'm like, I know, we probably shouldn't be sitting next to each other. I worry about you if you sit next to me.
If you sat next to me last night, these ladies, they were great. They were great.
We weren't so great.
I'm freaking out on the inside, but I'm like.
See, I need to try to be like you.
It's a good balance, though. It's a good balance.
I know. Right. Our girl group, we're like the Spice Girls of the Wizards. We all got our personalities, but oh my goodness, if you sat next to me yesterday, it would have been dangerous because I was fired up. You probably would have been fired up, and right. I was just like, oh my God, like this is the worst thing that ever happened to me. Like I can't be here. Like I'm gonna lose it. Like
it was a very stressful game.
Were getting close. It
they
was kept, like
every
was
time
hope.
They inched
there
up, they
hope.
Would back. You know, they would
yeah,
go
and it would
back.
Be a bigger and hole. It was just like.
But that goes back to the defense. Like they would make. Yeah. They would make up some ground. Then they would relax on the defense, and the Hornets would go score immediately.
Yeah, they
so
would
you
take
could never
advantage.
Catch up yeah. in that situation.
And it's like sometimes it's okay if we don't shoot threes. It's fine.
We don't always have to shoot
we
a three.
Shoot in the paint. Yeah. It's fine.
They don't like shoot in the paint a lot.
They don't. Yeah, they and I felt like every time they shoot a three, I'm holding my breath. I'm like, oh.
Oh, God, here we go again.
Well, good you weren't here yesterday.
Oh, my God.
The threes, they were throwing up a lot of threes that were not hitting, and that was frustrating, too.
I was like, I couldn't do it.
Just like laid up. Get right, in the paint.
Like, slow down. Right. Like, focus on the quality shots. You know, I know you guys are down by 20, but you don't got to jack up those threes constantly. And
yeah.
I mean,
unless
the
you're like Bradley Beal tonight.
Bradley Beal, yeah. Unless oh, yeah, you're Bradley Beal.
Unless you're him.
Scott Brooks said in the post game, he said, if I was him and I could shoot like that, I'd probably jack up 10 more. But you know what? Brad is not like that, so he's not going to take any shots just to take shots. So
he had a career high in threes tonight.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did he end up with 9 or 10? I think it was 9. Maybe he ended up with.
I think it
with.
Was 9.
Because I wanted him to get the 10th one.
Yeah. Looking at the stat sheet, it was 9.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So career high for him.
Yay, he's Brad. Having a career high year.
Yes. If he doesn't get all NBA,
I'm gonna
think
be really upset.
All hell will break loose for me on the internet. I will let everyone know how I feel.
I don't think it's fair for him.
It's
because,
not fair.
Because of the situation that he's in
sure.
right now
exactly.
with the Wizards, not on like a Golden State.
Exactly.
I don't think sometimes he gets the credit he deserves, but yeah. he's really playing at a high level, lights out.
Right.
And it, exactly.
It was supposed to be him, John, Dwight. Like
he didn't. He doesn't have the support.
Like, yeah,
he doesn't have the support that he should be having right now. Yeah. Instead, he's just all by himself with who's on this team again?
No, like, Jeff Green steps up a lot.
Jeff
but,
Green
yeah.
steps
and
up.
I never
going
Jeff
to be.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah,
Uncle Jeff.
He's not going to give you those 40-point games, but he definitely will step in mm-hmm. and provide some support to Brad.
Yes.
When he's having
yeah.
good
Jeff
night.
Green's my buddy. I love Jeff Green. Yeah, he's the best. Who else? Thomas Satoransky. Okay, I didn't know if he was going to end up playing because he did have an injury last night.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that he was able to play because we really needed him. I think the second half of the Hornets game that he didn't play, it was a problem for us because we really needed him to facilitate the ball movement. Yeah. So
he was a little off tonight with his shots. I was still wondering if
something,
you
his
know,
head
he
is okay.
Still a little, I mean, it's hard to have a concussion and come back the next
night. Oh, yeah.
Night.
Right,
so,
exactly.
I mean, he was doing really well, like he said, with the facilitation, but he was 3 out of 10 from the field, which isn't, mm-hmm. you know, and you could just tell with his shots, they were the ones he missed were
mm-hmm.
off.
Yeah.
We'll end this podcast on this note. The Wizards are playing the Jazz on Monday. The Jazz are the 7th seed in the West, which, I mean, says a lot for us because in the West it's really competitive and intense. So they're holding their own out there. Do you think that the Wizards will go in with the same mentality that they did today? Because yesterday it seems like they kind of dug themselves a hole. Do you feel like they'll do that in this game or they'll be alert and like kind of just give it all they've got?
I mean,
the
I hope.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
we never
like,
know. The
never
hope
know.
Is that they do. I mean, they've been able to string together 2 wins in a row. It's mm-hmm. 3 wins in a row
that
they struggle.
Yeah.
So hopefully they can get another win. That would be 2 wins in a row.
Right.
I think they should come out with the same intensity, same energy, because like they said, they're still fighting for something, so you have to play like you are.
Yes.
And yeah, I just hope that they just keep that same mindset.
They need to play defense.
I've never played a full game of
basketball.
Play some D. They haven't done a lot of that all season.
Stick to the fundamentals of basketball that got you in the NBA in the first place. Please play some defense. If you leave Tony Parker open and you give him that much room, he is going to drop threes on threes. He might be a little older, but he's going to go off. He will always go off. Come on. I'm sorry. I'm still having PTSD from last night's game. And,
they need to have that same PTSD.
Yeah, they need to. Maybe
we can exchange.
I'll give them my PTSD and they can give me a little bit of Thomas Bryant energy so I'm ready to go. But I'm glad that this locker room visit was better than the last one, because that was probably the most stressed I've ever felt
tense.
In my life.
It was pretty tense.
Very tense. Like, you could feel it in the hallway.
You could feel it, like, 5 miles away from Capital One Arena. Like, oh, I did not want to be in there.
But I walked in and no one was there, okay, this is different.
Right.
Bradley Beal never refuses to, hardly ever does he refuse to speak to the media, but he was gone.
And tonight was completely different because we walk in, they're joking,
they're all laughing,
joking. Like, everyone's smiling.
Right.
That's okay.
The locker room I love.
So let's remember. I want the Wizards. Let's remember this for the game on Monday. I want them to remember how they felt on Friday
compared to
Saturday. And they should come off like high off this win, but they need to remember. Any team can basically knock them back to wherever they came from, you know what I mean? They can push them down a little more, and with all these seeding changes, you know, they cannot afford to lose another game. So.
Yep.
That's how the cookie crumbles, I guess. Ladies, tell them where they can find you, because I know your Twitters, but I don't have it memorized in my head. So who wants to go first? It's like we're in a classroom. Okay, class, who wants to go first?
Brianna, again. And mine is Vids by Bree. That's VIDSBYBRE. I don't really use Twitter that often, but Instagram, you can catch me on there.
If you have a message for Bree, you can send it to me on Twitter and I'll forward it to her.
She'll let me know.
I'll let you know.
Karita, you can find me on Karita. Oh, sorry. You can find me on Twitter at Karita C Parks. That's CARITAC Parks.
So I guess I'm on all three. Mine are a little complicated.
Oh, she's got it all figured out.
So Twitter, Seawall SE. That's Twitter. And then Instagram, it's Seawall Sports. And then Facebook is Seawall Sports and Entertainment.
So
are you related to John Wall?
I get it all the time. No, it's just a short way of saying my name, and people would call me that as a nickname, and I get it all the time.
Can you get me invited to Halloween? I want to go to John Wall's Halloween party so bad.
We're gonna ask.
We need to ask.
Just ask.
We need to be
out.
Listen.
He was in a good mood today, so we...
Yes.
Yeah, next time we got to catch him. We got to be like, listen, I know October is like miles away, but we got to get that Halloween invite. Like, we promise we'll behave.
I don't think he had one last year.
He didn't, but we need to reboot Halloween, because that party was honestly the best looking party I've ever seen. So
and I promise I would get like a real costume.
Yeah, I would actually pay for a costume.
I would come correct
to John Wall's house.
For Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween. I'm doing it.
I'm all in for that.
Right.
All in.
Exactly. All in, wall in, everything, whatever. So, yeah, but I hope that you guys support these ladies, because they truly are talented in what they do, and I'm sure I will have them on again, because this was cool, and it was simple, and, you know, it was just amazing to have all these ladies on.
And thank
so.
You, Becca.
Yes,
thank you.
Doing your thing.
Yes, thank you for the invite.
She's
You're doing
awesome.
Phenomenal. Yes.
I'm just sitting with a bunch of sports reporters. So, you know, how can you go wrong? Well, anyways, thank you for listening to Locked On Wizards, part of the Locked On Network, and we will see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Baby, could you? I got too much on my mind right now. I ain't got the time to get you sailing right now. Could you? I got too much on my mind right now. Tell that hero Dale, get my baby 30,000.